We are back.
Hello, hello.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of The Source with
Dunn and Till.
I feel like we always wind each other up on the intro.
It's so awkward. It's such an awkward intro. Thanks for coming back and listening to us, guys. And thanks for answering the questions in the little question thing that I told you to do last week.
Our podcast is growing.
It's like, really
what
cool.
The actual F?
Thanks for listening.
We can't, like, it's actually, I think we found our real excitement and our enjoyment behind it. And, you know, Till and I always think about, like, why we do what we do and everything we do. And, like, the podcast for us has just become such a fun way to, I don't know, express ourselves and just hang out. And, you know, even today, like, we've just finished the Premium Seamless Favorites campaign.
Literally just finished it. Like, I am so tired. And actually, I didn't even want to do this, but now that we've turned the mics on, I'm chirpy, I'm chatty, things are good. I'm into it.
We're turning it up.
We're turning it up.
This commitment for me is like a marriage.
Go on.
Because I'm committing to the podcast. Like, we said this year, we are going to...
Is this how you're winding it into the argument that we had the other day?
No.
The lessons learned?
Oh, you're going to put me on like that. That's the funniest. No, we're gonna talk about that because that was funny. But more so, like, I am committed to deliver an episode every Monday to our people.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if we're having a sook or if we're tired or hangry. Usually every time we do a podcast, we're hangry.
I'm hangry now. We're going to get Zeus soon. What? Woohoo.
We've had Zeus for so long.
Oh.
Because it is technically like
last night we took the premium Seamless Favorites models out for dinner at Mateo. It was pretty good, but like hanging out with them was amazing. It was such a great night. And it was cool because, as you guys know, these were the girls that came to the Stax casting and joined the Stax model search to find our faces for the Premium Seamless Favorites campaign. So it was nice to get to know everyone, have a couple of glasses of wine, enjoy ourselves, and like just bond. So it's not like you turn up on set on your first day, you're already a little bit nervous. Plus it's all these new faces that you just don't know. And last night we got to meet everyone properly as a group in person. It was a lot of fun.
The whole campaign was about the experience. So like, guys, I get social anxiety. Like even though I can always turn up and I can always express myself when I have to, you know, if Till and I are going to an event or if we're going to a dinner to meet new people, like we have to psych each other out. Like, what did I say?
Out.
We've got to hype each other up.
Yeah.
And, but for me, being able to connect with the people that, you know, applied to this casting and go on a night, it was just special. I'm so grateful for it.
It was really cool. So we went out. So that meant that we didn't have grilled last night, which, as you guys know, is...
That's tradition.
It's crazy. It's like completely not heard of. So are we going to do grilled or Zeus? But we haven't had Zeus for so long. You guys remember we used to be obsessed with Zeus.
I think we can still have Zeus tomorrow night.
Yeah, cool. I think we can do grilled.
Because then we get the best of all worlds.
Okay. Maybe we'll get grilled tonight. So anyway, then today we had the shoot. So we had the girls arrive early and we had hair and makeup for them, which was fantastic. And then we've just been shooting all day. We had Kate and Marsha there too. All of our incredible team. The girls look stunning.
We've got to debrief on this shoot though.
Okay, sorry. I was just brushing over it.
No, we can't brush over it. You know, I just can't even like articulate myself today.
Don cried so much today.
I'm like a wreck.
I'm normally the crier. I haven't cried for a while actually.
I've become quite stoic. I don't know if you've like done some like magic where you've passed all your emotion onto me because I am
some
absolute
voodoo ship.
Wreck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I got to man up, like be strong, tough man. But like, I'm in a, it was just the estrogen was high today. We are so blessed because we have just connected with the most amazing group of people. I'm blown away. You know, we had over 5,000 people apply for this casting. And as you guys know, we're so highly driven to do more for the community this year because we've just realized like we've got the most amazing people that have been supporting us since day one. And we're not trying to do it in the cliche way. We're not trying to be like, oh, we're trying to give back. We genuinely want...
I don't know if we're trying to give back. We're just trying to get involved, right? Like there's a difference. Like let's say it like that. Instead of like giving back, we're trying just to get involved or involve.
Because
that's what we're trying to do.
We're trying to create opportunities.
Yeah.
We're trying to do cool stuff to connect with our community because we're so privileged and blessed with like, you know, you guys that are always listening to this or you guys always... answering our questions or asking us questions on Instagram or, you know, we're always
shopping.
Supporting us. So for us, we just want to be able to hang out with you guys and connect in whichever way we can or create or facilitate opportunities for you to connect with other people in our community.
The story of all of the cast was incredible, though, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. That's the reason Don cried today. There were a couple of really, what is it called, tear-jerking stories in there. So, honestly, I'm so excited for you guys to hear all of that.
We had eight incredible women.
We couldn't pick five. Whoops.
Well, it was bad because I had a short list of 15.
Yeah, and we were like, let's just do 15.
And I said to the guys, no, I want 15. I can't cut it down, but we had to cut it down.
Yeah, it was amazing. So
it was beautiful. I'm so excited to share the campaign with you guys. We have to plug the launch. 24th of March, Prem Seamless Favorites goes live. As you guys know, we do not ever carry a lot of stock of Seamless. And this is the collection that sells out the most. It's the collection that really put us on as a brand. So we actually brought back your favorites. You guys chose these colors. You guys voted and petitioned for it. So we brought back the five best colors plus black in your favorite styles with a few upgrades and adjustments. It's going to be spectacular.
There's a couple of new pieces and I won't tell you what they are, but I'm sure you'll see it on our stories. Even I think I'm going to upload some of the black outfits. So you'll see it on our stories, but there's a few new pieces and one of the new pieces is my favorite. Which you guys will be able to pick Cody. I'm not telling you. You got to watch my story.
Wow, I can't wait. All right, what else has been happening?
What else has been going on? We've just been all about Premium Seamless Favorites. I didn't want to do the pod because I was like, I'm so exhausted. Surely people will give us a break this week.
It's been a really tough year.
Don said to me that he's never seen me work so hard in my life as I have done the last couple of months.
Well, we've just realized, like, babe, 100%, like,
I think sometimes people think that I don't do much.
No, you know? it's
Can you tell everyone what I do?
So yeah, 100%. Like, I'm really impressed. Like, I'm blown away. Still manages all our Instagram accounts, all our social media accounts. And what that means, guys, is all the DMs that I probably shouldn't say this because everyone's going to think they can DM you on Stacks now. But every DM, we don't have third party apps. Every DM, every repost, you know how you guys might see like 100 or 200 reposts a day on Instagram. That's Till filtering through every single message that comes through on all the accounts. She's also just taken on the men's account and that's been elevated. We've completely changed the way we market and storytell on Instagram. That's all Till. Then when it comes to like the community engagement and connecting with you guys and answering all your questions on DM, we don't have customer service apps on the Instagram. On Instagram, that's all Till. Then there's a whole element of brand building and, you know, the back and stuff that we discuss when it comes to the creators we're trying to push out. And then there's the community building element with, you know, high profiles and people with engaged followings and stuff that we're trying to work on and get on and source. So
then there's UGC, there's management, there's contracts, there's relationship build. Like, there is so much going on.
It's a lot.
But I feel like it's a really hard job to explain because people will ask, like, what do I do? And I'm like, oh, like Instagram, PR, celebrity and influence management, scouting new talent. And it seems like it's very airy-fairy.
It's the front-facing part of the brand that is getting the brand out there. So, you know, I work on the back-end marketing and I work on the strategy and I work on the machine that really has the structures on the back end. But Till's on the front-facing side that is getting the brand out there. Like, and to be able to articulate how that's done is it's wherever you're seeing Stacks in the most organic and profound way, it's really coming from Till's side of the company. So
I did it.
So it's been busy, but in the same breath, though, I feel like the economy is challenging, the market is challenging, the business is challenging. Like, this year it's a harder year, and I know a lot of people are feeling it as well. And we're just trying to figure it out. You know, as I guess the leaders of the business and the leaders of the brand, we're just putting our heads down and we're just fucking hustling right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, that's a question someone asked: is how do we set? Like, how do we manage? Like, obviously running this massive brand and also our personal, our podcast, our Instagram accounts. Like, how do we manage our personal side of it as well as this?
You know, you say...
You guys know what that question is, right?
Like, yeah, I think it makes sense.
Okay.
I don't know how we do it.
Yeah, I agree.
I 100% know people know we work hard. It's a fact. It's something I'm super proud of. It's something I'm grateful for. It's something, you know, that we'll always stand for. As long as we're in the business, I think we're going to be the ones driving it as leaders. You know, we're going to set the example, but it comes with a lot of pressure and it comes with a lot of responsibility.
It is hard, yeah, because it all kind of, our personal brands also coincide with the business. So I have to show up on Instagram for Stacks as well. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, that is another addition you know, the podcast, our personal brands, all this kind of stuff is another addition on top of our work. So we kind of just see it as work. But I mean, as you guys probably notice, like my focus isn't so much on my own personal, like Instagram, TikTok, things like that. Like I'm my priority is always Stacks. And I know when it was like quieter periods, like a couple of years ago, I used to be able to do like photo shoot, like just content days. Do you remember that? Oh, that was so fun. I could do content days. I had Instagram feeds planned. I had all this. Now my content is last minute, spur of the moment, if I get the opportunity to do it. And a lot of the times I'll like something really cool will happen. And then afterwards I'm like, oh fuck, I wish I got a cool pic or I wish I did that. But it's just not my number one priority. I think focusing on Stacks and doing that and then working out how we can incorporate that into our personal lives is really how we manage it.
I don't think you can really draw a line between the division of everything because in both segments, neither really feels like work for us because, you know, our personal social brands or our personal brands plus the business, like it's all intertwined.
Mm.
And on both sides, you know, sometimes it really feels like hard work and then most of the time it doesn't. So it's like, guys, you're just getting the full package.
But also we just show up, right? Like for this podcast, for example, how do you make sure that you're doing the you just do it.
We
like,
have.
We just do it.
You like, have commitments.
Yeah. I know. And like even I used to put a question box out like every single day. Remember that? And like that would took me and I love question boxes still, but I just don't have the capacity or the time to do it daily now. So I think it's just prioritizing and showing up for your commitments.
You know, it's when you actually just raised that question you were saying, and I know a lot of people can relate to this, but you always have the saying that is, you know, life has many seasons and life has these different. And right now we are in the season of work. We are in this crazy, crazy season of just like hard work. Because, you know, like when it first kicked off, I remember we were working. When we first moved to Sydney and it was just like work all the time. Or when we first started the brand, every weekend we were working. Every weekend we were doing shoots. Every second of the free minute we had, we were working on the business. And then every we had to work, we were at work. You know, we were just doing the most. Then we sort of segment into a different season where it's like, okay, cool, now we can just focus on the brand. We had a little bit more time, a little bit more money, and then we went through that. Then we went through another phase after that again where it was just like, remember, work. And then I remember like towards a bit of part of last year, you know, things just settled for us for a minute.
Yeah.
And
we got to travel a bit
revenue
more.
Revenue was good. We got to travel. You know, the business was kicking off. And now we've elevated. You know, we've hired more staff. We're growing in different territories. You know, we're taking on these global markets. We're launching Second Left.
We're back in the work season.
We're back in that work season. And right now it's really intense. So I think I'm raising this with you guys because people go through these ups and downs and they think that, you know, I was thinking, I was like, fuck, why do I have to work so hard right now? Why is the pressure so crazy? Why is it so hard to stretch the resources? Why are we trying to do so much? And I'm like, oh, then you have this panic attack and it's like, oh, fuck, is it not working? Are we going to struggle, blah, blah, blah. And then you sit back and you look at it and we're like, we're just in that next working phase where we're elevating to, you know how you always say we're like the new level?
Yeah.
That next level.
Do you believe in work-life balance?
I think I don't think you have to turn up when it's necessary.
Yeah,
I think you work, like what I said to the team after today's campaign is I'm like, hey, cool guys, we can have a bit of a break next week because we don't have a campaign next week and we can take a minute because everyone.
So in saying that, this is where what I do comes in as well. So Don says everyone can have a break next week, but I am there making sure that all of our deals for like, you know, the promotion of the campaign in place. So that's when I get really busy next week.
Yeah.
Even busier.
So we have these weird cycles even internally between even on our different sides of the business. I don't know what work-life balance is. You know, I can't ever answer that question. I think work-life balance is something that it becomes a conscious decision. Like you need to know when to take a break, but you can't take a break if you have work to do.
Totally. I think that seasons is a really nice way and a comforting way to like look at life as well because, for example, I'm going to use like competing. I was in my competing season. I was not in my, like when I was in fitness comps, competing, that was the gym, that was working out, that was like the best body I've ever had, blah, blah, blah. But my work failed. Not failed. My work wasn't, I wasn't in my season of work. This was when I was working in recruitment still. I wasn't in my season of work because I was in the season of bodybuilding. I was in the season of achieving that goal. And I think it's okay to have seasons. It's human to have seasons. We need to take the pressure off ourselves to be 100% in every single area because I think that's probably when burnout happens. And people say to you all the time, how come you don't get burnout? Like, it's because I think you focus on your season, right? You're not trying to be, you can't have more than one season at a time. So, of course, you can still look after your health. You can still take care of, like, you know, your relationships, things like that. But the season you're in is work, and that is your main focus at the moment, and also my main focus. I think that's a key to kind of not burning out, is making sure that you are focusing on just one season at a time, still taking care of the others where you can, as you can. I was going to say you can't do it all, but people were like, you can do it all. But I think you can't give 100% to every single area of your life all the time. I just don't think that's possible. Do you agree?
No, I 100% agree. And I love that you're articulating it. And I'm enjoying this conversation that we're having, because I'm also like reflecting, and I think you've nailed it.
Like, even my priority right now is work. So if I have something to do at work and I miss a gym session, it's okay because I'm in my work season. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you are in, like, it just depends on what season you're in all the time. Like, seasons can change, obviously, and seasons come back around. You need to, like, honor the season that you're in and be gentle on yourself.
Yeah. And also not take it, I was going to say take it personally, but you got to take it personally, but realize, like, there'll be a calm as well.
Yeah.
Like a season will end. So that, I think you've really articulated well for us, because people and I sometimes think, like, how the fuck do we do everything we do? And then sometimes it gets overwhelming and it gets exhausting. And then, you know, you fast forward a couple of months and you're actually just having the best time in life, and you realize, okay, cool, the season is over.
Like, yeah,
you've gotten through. And when you're a person and when you're driven to not settle, you have to accept that you're going to be challenged with the next challenge. You're going to be challenged with the new season. It's coming. I know for a fact, at the end of winter comes spring. At the end of spring comes summer. At the end of summer comes autumn and vice. And that is life. That is something you cannot change. That is just the sequence of how things happen. So the thought process there is, you know, when it's summer, when it's good, when things are amazing, when you're out in this vibrance, realize you need to prepare for winter.
Yeah. It's
winter,
like,
is coming.
What was it? Oh, I can't remember the exact quote, but it was saying, like, that you plant things in a certain season and then they bloom in spring.
Yeah.
And it's like you can enjoy the bloom a little bit later on, but you've got to do the planting in, I don't know, gardening, in whatever season that people plant things, autumn maybe. You plant it, then it rains, spring come, you know, all this stuff. Like, so it's, life is broken up into seasons as well. And maybe people will beg to differ and say, like, no, you can do it all at the same time. But I don't think you can give as much as you and I personally do to everything in life at one time. You can't do that. Like, I know for a fact, like, you and I give it our all, the business, and we can't give every single thing else in our life the same amount at the same time. It's literally physically impossible.
I agree with you, but we also don't force things. We also, and this is how I know that we work in the concept of seasons, because right now life requires us to work. Right now the season we're in requires, it's a requirement. If we don't do this, if we don't go through this, if we don't push through and lead by example and cop, you know, the hits that go with it, and we won't be able to get to the summer. And there will be a summer. Like, things will always be amazing. I think when you,
things are amazing now.
Yeah, like, things are amazing.
Yeah.
But when you wrap your head around the concept, you realize, okay, it's not that bad.
Mm.
You know, this is just the season of
life. I think that's
this,
like, with life. Yeah. As long, like, if you really break something down, usually it's not that bad. It's no. Okay. Like, if you really just logically think about what you're going through and how you will be in the future, it's not that bad.
And you need to be able to think about the steps you need to take to get through it. By the way, we're articulating this concept of seasons and making it sound like, you know, winter's like horrible, but it's not. It's just, I think it's an articulation for us and a thought process that
I love winter.
It's a favorite season. It's just right now we're working so hard and I love my job.
Yeah.
We're so grateful.
We're lucky.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, so
also, we wouldn't work this hard if it wasn't our own business and if it wasn't our own job and if it wasn't Stacks.
No way.
You're going to work this hard at the supplement store?
No way. But what I do commend is our team that work this hard with us. I'm going to cry. I need food and I need sleep. But I think when you're an amazing human being, when you work at a place and you're engraved in the concept of what you're working in and you give 110%, like, I think that's one of the best qualities you and I as a person can have. I mean, you just threw me under the bus. Like, I would work hard if I was at another place.
Yeah, but I'd be like in a few seasons, you know, I'd be dabbling in other seasons.
When you're the CEO.
Do you want to talk about our fight then? You said that was going to be one of the main topics.
Save another one.
No, we can do it here. It's not worthy of a whole episode.
It was so funny. Till and I had the funniest night the other day. So, like, did I say fight or night?
Night. I don't know what you said.
I didn't say fight. I said night.
The funniest night the other day. That's what you said.
The funniest night. Wow. Guys, Till and I don't get into fights and arguments. We've never had this a big – I've heard some crazy stories about how couples fight, and that's cool if that's a thing. But, you know, I'm all about love and peace. But the other day, I think I've told you this before. Sometimes I just have like a feral mood where I just need a nap, or I need a burger, or I need to have a sleep, whatever it is.
But also, I kind of understand, like, you go through so much every single day, and – I'm your person, like, at the end of the day. You guys know, and it's not an excuse to treat anybody like trash, but there's always that person that's just, they're your person. Like, you can say whatever, you know, like, you can be pissed off and you can be moody and you can do that, and it's your person. It doesn't matter. Like, they love you. They're there for you. It kind of comes with the territory.
It's like, you don't have to have your guard up. Yeah. So like for example.
You can be your truest annoying self, and you absolutely were.
Okay. So on a day-to-day basis, you know, we have, I think, around 40 to 50 staff in the office every single day, and every single one of them have to report to me for the most part. So whenever there's a problem, or it doesn't matter what I might be going through, whenever anyone walks into my office, I have to turn up. I have to get myself together so I can deal and help everyone else problem solve, right? So I might have received an email that's an issue for me to deal with. And in the very, very same moment, one of my teammates will have to walk into the office to get an approval or something. And I kind of like have an attitude. So I have to like suppress.
Do you save it for your wife?
No, I don't save it for my wife. What I save it for is like when I get home some days, I just let my guard down. I just breathe. I'm just like exhausted. And our home is harmonious and it's quiet and it's peaceful. And it's just, yeah. So when I normally get home, we just chill. You want to tell the story?
Please.
Go on.
So I am in my harmonious, beautiful house, peaceful, happy mood. It's a great night for me.
And I've had the day from hell.
I am in a beautiful mood. I am so friendly, so loving, so happy. Some would say the perfect wife. Here
you're
I am.
Such a good storyteller.
And so I'm sitting there watching TV, and Don's there. Don's home. He's eating his dinner that I cooked for him.
It was your food. You put it in the microwave.
Irrelevant.
And I wasn't even in a bad, by the way, I wasn't in a bad mood.
You weren't. That's no. Just your normal personality. Is that? You tell me, I'll tell a story.
No, I'm sorry. You're painting the picture. And
beautifully. I'm okay, an artist. Anyway, so I'm watching the show and then I think, fuck, I left the candle on in the office. Sure, I think I've left the candle on. So anyway, I turn around to Don, babe, I think I left the candle on in the office. Like, and then he looks on the security cameras trying to like, but you can't zoom in, so you couldn't see the candle flame. And I was like, anyway, we have to go because otherwise I'm not going to sleep tonight because I'm going to think the office is burnt down. Plus, I'm at the bottom of the candle, and you guys would know when you light the very end of the candle, the glass can explode. So very dangerous.
So it's like 8 p.m. at this point.
Yeah, it's 8 p.m. And anyway, I'm like, oh, I'll go and check the candle. And
no, but you know, there is never a situation in your life.
Yeah, no, I knew you were going to come with me. Like, but I was prepared to go to check this candle. Like,
no, you said, oh, the candle's on and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, I'll go.
Yeah.
But you didn't say you were going to go. I said, I'll get up. I'll go.
Anyway, potato, potato. So we get in the car and then Don's in a shitty mood because the candle and he didn't want to have to drive. And I said to him, you didn't have to come. Like, I could have done this myself. Blah, blah, blah. We have an argument. We arrive back. Candle wasn't on, by the way. We arrive back home. I slam the door of the car. It's all dramatic. I walk upstairs. I say, I'm going to read my book in my bedroom. I take my dog. I slam the door. Blah, blah, blah.
You didn't slam the door.
The little dog gate. Fence. Did you not notice? I did slam it. Yeah.
No, you're missing some key parts to the
I was just brushing over your personality for the night. So, I was giving you benefit of the doubt with that story, but go on.
No, because the part that you missed was like I was going to drive to the office to check on the candle for you. So then I'm like, babe, do you want to come with us? She's like, no. All right. I go upstairs, get ready. And then you're like, you grab Dan. You're like, okay, we're coming. And I'm like, oh.
No, I always said I was coming.
Okay. So apparently Till was coming. So we got in the car. And then, like, Till's, like, super friendly, super happy at this point. And I'm,
super
like...
super perfect wife. God, you poor thing.
Till's being super... Guys, you know when you're just in a bad mood? Someone is actually so...
And someone isn't.
When someone is being so happy and positive and bubbly, and it just feels so frustrating and annoying. That was you.
That was me. Okay, so I am absolutely at fault for this, as you guys can hear. So anyway, I am pissed because... I think that Don is being rude to me, so I'm slamming everything that I can.
Which at this point, when I'm a bit upset or when I'm a bit beside myself, I just go quiet. I don't argue back. I can't fight.
He doesn't fight back with me.
And, you know, Till's trying to do the thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's a woman thing. I'm not at all saying that, but I know a lot of the women in my family have had this personality trait where when I'm being quiet and just trying to control my inner thoughts.
Oh, it's so frustrating. Just fight me back.
You're just probing and probing.
But I figure if we fight with each other, then we can get it done.
But we've never had a fight.
I know. I'm still waiting.
I won't. That's not in my
nature. No, but in my mindset, I think like, if we just like hash it out, then it's done. Anyway, there's no fighting. It's just Don not really responding to me. So that makes me even more furious. Like I said, slamming things. I'm reading a book. Go to my room, read a book.
It
was so boring. It was like half an hour. I hardly read the book. I just kept refreshing my phone to see if Don had texted me. He's lying in silence on the couch. And I'm like, oh my God, we are wasting so much precious time because we could be watching Castle, which is the show that we're working at the moment.
So I was turning the pages so loud.
Yes, so loud. So Don could hear, oh, she's working through her book. She doesn't care about me. She's busy upstairs living her best life, reading her book. It didn't really work. Anyway, Don walked past the room a couple of times, like, gave me evils. Apparently, though, he had a giggle to himself in one of the...
No, because... So we got home. Till...
Slammed the door.
At what door did you slam?
The G-Wagon door.
Well, everyone has to slam the door to close it.
So you didn't realize?
No.
Did you actually not realize?
Well, you have to slam the door to close it.
Yeah, I know, but I slammed it extra slamming.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Oh, fuck.
So we get home. This is my version of the story. We get home. Till... Like, obviously, we're visibly irritated at each other. Yeah. Till's really pissed off at me, and I still didn't understand why, because I was the one that drove to the office and checked on the candle. I'm a victim. So she gets into the house, then she runs upstairs, and we never do that. Like, and then she's like, I'm going to read my book.
Mm-hmm. That'll get him.
I was like, okay, this is going to be a fun night. So, and then the rugby was on, and I was like, well, I can't really watch the rugby now because that's the wrong thing to do. So I just laid on the couch then in silence thinking about...
What did you do? You didn't even watch TikToks or anything.
Oh, no, I was just annoyed. I just sat there and listened to myself breathe for like 30 minutes.
I refreshed my phone waiting for a text from me. You're like, Bubby.
And I was like, no, I'm not going to give in this time. There's no way. No way.
And then what happened?
So I walked upstairs and I got ready for a shower. And then I started thinking about it. This is the funniest part. I started thinking... Why are we having this fight? Like, what? Like, this is just so silly. This is dumb.
What are we fighting over?
And then I thought to myself, really sad, like, you know, we had friends that, you know, are getting divorced and stuff. And I'm like, well, am I ever going to divorce this woman? And then I laughed. I started laughing. I was like, I would never.
And will you divorce me for this?
Well, that's the second part.
Yeah.
Will I divorce her for this? And I just cracked up in my room. In my wardrobe room, I was laughing, and then I had to walk past, and I had to stay in character. So I like looked at
him like a lost puppy, like sympathy eyes, and he like fucking fire in his eyeballs. Like, so no, furious.
I was just squinting because I was surprised that you were looking up. And then I went and showered.
I was like,
And then I like laughed again after I passed the room. And then I went.
I was like, fuck, he's really mad.
And shower came down, and I was like,
the door slam worked. That's what I thought.
It didn't work at all. And I walked in the room, I was like, why are we arguing? And I was like, hey, do you want to be my wife again?
No, I think I said, I think we should talk. I said those words.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, I did. And then you said, like, want to be my wife? Blah, blah, blah. Point of the story, guys. This is how you get over a relationship. Oh, shit.
You get over
an argument is you think, is this matter, are we going to get divorced over this? A petty little argument about whether or not we weren't even arguing about whether or not I blew out the candle. I don't know what we were arguing about. And is it reason for divorce? No. So let's not waste talent night. You never know. Life is short.
So we
let's go watch a crime show.
And we watched a crime show and we just laughed. So I love you.
But it is so annoying. I do find that really hard. Like I'm stubborn and I've gotten a lot better over the years.
Have you?
Do you not think I have?
Yeah, you have.
I've gotten a lot better over the years, but I am a stubborn person. Like, it takes a lot for me to, like, actually only with you.
No, because I
can apologize. I am stubborn with everyone.
So I came to you and I said to you, I was like, man, like, babe, like, you never apologize or give in first.
I said, yeah, because I'm never sorry.
There has never been a situation where you've had an argument or a fight or whatever where you've come and said sorry. No. I always have to grovel.
Yeah.
You always win.
Yeah.
It's just so hard for me.
I guess it's got to do with like wrong and right.
Oh, please.
can that be a question?
Which is the question?
When I put it in the thing, I'd be like, who was wrong? Who won this fight? Who's team you on? Don or Till?
And you have to elaborate.
No, you just one liner.
Oh,
Don or Till.
Don't be mean in your comments, guys.
Yeah, don't be mean.
This was a funny story because we the end
anyway,
of the
story. Anyway, we're not getting a divorce.
Ew, I would never.
No, horrible. Never.
But yeah, just think to yourself, would I divorce?
Is it worth it?
We really ruined an hour of our lives.
I know, a whole hour. We could have got an episode. Yeah, I know, it was so annoying. I was so frustrated. I kept looking at the clock thinking, how long could this go on for? But of course, I wasn't going to end it. So I was like, it's in God's hands.
But you are ripping
those
pages.
No, I did the puppy dog eyes. That was my apology.
That really got me. I was like, oh, fuck.
That was so
good. And then you're like, oh, I thought you were watching the rugby. I was like,
Yeah, I said, I thought you were going to watch the rugby. It's a little couple sniffs.
And I was like, babe, you're playing me. I'm not falling for your spell. And it worked. Guys.
Can we go get food?
Yeah, I'm starving.
Woohoo.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We love you. We love every single one of you. I wish we could do more for you. I want to do a Stax festival. That's what I said recently. I'm going to do a Stax festival.
A Stax festival?
Well, I'm going to get a whole bunch of my friends that are artists who come and perform. We're going to DJ. We're going to get food trucks. And we're going to hang out and have a vibe. No, you don't like that idea?
I'm not a festival girl.
Well, it's not going to be like the festivals you went to when you were a teenager. This is like a Stax Fest. Like,
what is a Stax Fest? This makes no sense.
It's just like a very well-organized party for all our friends and family.
No,
not family, but our Stax family.
Rock on, Global Glen.
For our Stax family to come to and hang out. Like, okay. A big group. Like, we had 5,000 people apply for the casting. 5,000 people that followed us. Like, when we put on an Instagram call out for this thing, like, they all want to be part of something. So, like, let's get them at a rave. No, it's not going to be like that. No, turn it down. Turn it down, Matilda. I don't know. We're going to do something and we're going to do it for you guys.
It's going to be like future music.
It's not going to be future music. Stop. You're not in charge of the
big day out.
You're not in charge of planning this. We love you. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Bye.